Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our question, either you or someone else, when our decision was made under the influence, 206-803-ROCK. Real quick, an email. Just to revisit last week, Ted is right. A hooded sweatshirt without a shirt underneath is pretty bizarre.
Gross. But
from John, the comptroller of the TTS fan club, a Western chapter.
Yeah, suck it, man. It is hoodie week here in the men's room.
Yeah.
Oh, rocking hoodies, Ted. I know you have a shirt on yours.
I do.
I do not, but I'm not doing it. I'm wearing a hoodie every day this week because it is, in fact, hoodies week in the men's room. Please join us. Feel free at home. But in my case, I am not wearing a shirt under it. However, I wouldn't be wearing a shirt under it anyway.
Yeah.
This is my shirt.
So if you get hot today, you just roll up those sleeves. You got to stick with it.
I got my sleeves up now. I'm not hot, but I'm at a good temperature. And Ted, when you're like me and you complain about everything, I'll just complain if I get hot. You know, it fits into who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And look, just to put this in perspective,
Look at Mike right now. You're not wearing a shirt either?
That's correct, sir.
Right, and he just pulled his sleeves up.
Yeah.
Now, I know he's got bigger forearms than you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even his sweatshirt. He's stretching it out.
Well,
it's my sweatshirt.
It's hot in here. I mean, the studio's hot.
Oh, look, watch.
Yeah.
Oh, Ted pulls off. Okay.
But you have a t-shirt on.
See how easy that? Right, that's why you wear a t-shirt underneath.
But I just don't get hot. I'll get hot if I have a t-shirt on underneath the sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Which defeats the purpose of putting on the sweatshirt.
So I am t-shirt free
with the hoodie on, touching my skin. That is correct. But to put this in perspective, Friday, this was not planned. So Friday, me and the wife head to the bar with a friend. We get there a little bit after 7, and Ted is sitting at the bar. Hey, man, what's up? Nothing, man. And he immediately points to two guys I do not know that are kind of sitting on the corner of the bar and says, hey, I brought up the hoodie thing with these two guys, and they were split 50-50. The one guy gave me a look like, you're a disgrace. I'm like, that's fine. The other guy's like, I'm with you. I don't wear a shirt.
They were very intense.
Was it an intense conversation?
Well, just one guy, and they were friends, but they were joking. And I guess us t-shirt people did not realize you people exist.
I did not know it was important to t-shirts.
I didn't know it was a thing.
Well, the one guy was just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't always do it. And his friend was just like, are you kidding me? Like, same thing. Just like, dude, you disgust me.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
It just creeps me out that you guys are just underneath those hoodie sweat.
Living free, happy.
Why does it creep you out? Because it's just because
it's an added layer. It's not a base layer.
But it is, if you don't put on a base layer, it is now my base.
It is a base layer.
Layer. Like I said, I call it upper torso commando. All right. Some people walk around with no underwear. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Right. They just want to be bees to jeans. You go, cool, man.
I don't like people going commando either.
I used to go commando until I zipped my junk, and I'm telling you, if it happens to you once, you will not go commando again. But that is literally the only reason I don't go commando. When I was going commando, I cannot explain just the freedom you kind of felt all day. You just felt a little more. Remember the first time I powdered my bees with whatever, the gold bomb?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's like that kind of experience, but you don't even have to do that. Right. You're just
I will do a zip up hoodie without a shirt underneath it because the zipper. Like, it just doesn't, it's not the same as just a pullover hoodie.
I agree.
So if I've got a zip up sweatshirt on.
But you said if it's not a hoodie, but it's like a velour, like, jacket kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it zip up with no shirt, you're like, that makes more sense to you.
Never going out.
That, see.
So pull up your sweatshirt. I still don't believe you.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
It's even more wild than I had to go to a doctor's appointment today. I had to shave my chest because of the little probes they put on there, whatever.
Yeah.
So that was another thing. I put this on this morning. I'm like, this feels great, man.
I recently shaved my back. It does feel nice.
I got a clean shaven chest. I've never, you know, I got... That doesn't really happen in my lifetime, but I had to do it, so I did it. And I was like, this is awesome.
Well, tomorrow I start slapping bellies.
You're slap bellies? All right. I got my hoodies already lined up. I wanted to make sure I did not forget, right? So Mike comes in. He's like, crap, I forgot it was hoodie day. I said, hey, man, there's an unworn brand new hoodie on the back of my chair. Then he reached out to Kaylin Promotions and said, hey, can I get a hoodie? And this is funny because Kayla, she's now looking for Mike, right? So they've crossed paths, but she can't find him. So she's like, do you know where Mike is? I said, well, he's close. Why? Do you have his hoodie? She goes, well, I want to make sure who it's for. I said, what are you talking about? And I realized the one she had says KISW Crew.
Yeah.
And she said, if it's for Mike, I will give it to him. I don't just give this to people arbitrarily. I'm like, that is a good call.
Mm-hmm.
So you did get, which one did you get?
I got the crew one.
It is the crew one. All right.
It's a large.
How do you feel?
I feel.
Because you typically wear a t-shirt underneath, right?
No.
You don't?
No.
Okay. All
see,
right.
I thought you were on my team last week.
I did
too. Today, it's a new guy.
I have. But
it's Monday. New mic.
But if I'm rolling with the
who
style.
This?
New mic.
Are you willing to try it one day this week?
No.
Come on, man. Just give it a try.
I wear it, like, I wore that hoodie today, right?
Yeah.
I wear it on the ride in. I'll wear it when I go home. And then I'll take it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
You guys got to wash these hoodies tonight now.
Yeah, I know. It's throw them in the laundry, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no big deal. Like, I'm going to, whatever I'm wearing today, probably not the pants, to be honest with you, but socks, underwear, all that crap, it goes into the wash anyway. The hoodie is just another thing that I throw into the laundry basket. Like, if I just worn a shirt, the shirt, we go into the laundry basket. Today, the hoodie is my shirt.
Will you give us TV time, raw dog on a hoodie, Ted?
Come on, just one
just
segment.
Give us one
TV
segment.
TV time with Ted, raw dog in a hoodie.
Right. I mean, look,
dude, that's a rating.
The head chef can do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
If you're running out in the morning to get a coffee or you got kids, you got to drop them off at school. Like, I'm not saying it's impossible to just throw out a hoodie.
But in public, you have a couple of hours out in public.
Yeah, for me, I just find it absolutely disgusting not to have a shirt on underneath it.
All right, do you sleep with socks on?
No, that's even weirder.
Okay, all right. What do you sleep in?
Mesh shorts.
That's it?
Yeah.
No shirt?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, that see that
sometimes you'll fall asleep.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what other idiosyncrasies we have that you know are somewhat unusual.
Well, feeling going to bed
naked.
Now, listen. Socks. Most of the time, if I'm at my house, whatever I'm wearing, I will still be wearing socks and shoes. But when I sleep, I find it like ugh, I can't wear socks.
So you wear shoes around in your house?
Yeah, like when I get home from work today to be comfortable, I'll start doing laundry. I'll put on mesh shorts, a clean pair of socks, and a different pair of shoes.
But you have underwear on.
Now, wait a minute.
So you have socks and shoes on, but you don't
socks
have underwear on?
Because then when I get home, I change my socks.
But you're talking about the laundry thing, right? So like tonight, yes, I will throw the hoodie in the dirty clothes, all right? But I'm retired for the night. I am not going back out, right? I'm going to bed after this. So it goes in the laundry. You've just added to your laundry pile. Oh, you just walk in your door.
Don't you have slippers or flip-flops or anything?
I have, I lost a pair of flip-flops I had this summer, and then my house shoes, I can't wear them too long without socks because my feet get sweaty. Then they're kind of ruined.
They get sweaty in your home.
Yeah.
So why wear them?
Well, because when you're wearing socks, they're comfortable.
But you can wear them, but you can be barefoot.
I could. I don't know. I don't walk around my house.
See, it's weird because a lot of people are like, hey, if you walk into my house, take your shoes off, right? Yeah. That's fine, whatever. Your house, your rules. I find it crazy. And look, I don't care if people wear shoes in my house, but one of the first things I do when I get home is kick off my shoes. Yeah. Everyone else in my house thinks I'm weird because I don't change into pajama pants and all that. And I'm like, don't buy uncomfortable clothes. I'm comfortable in all the clothes I own. So when I get home, yes, I want my shoes off. The socks are still on. And then I'm good for that. But like my wife and the kids, when they get home from school, unless there's something to do, like they will come in, hi, Dad, you get a hug. 5 minutes later, when they reappear, my son, we call him Tarzan, shorts and nothing else. That dude will not wear a shirt. And it does not matter how cold it is. It does not matter the situation. He will not wear a shirt if he's not in public. And even then, it depends who he's going to see. So my daughter had a sleepover this weekend with one of her girlfriends from way, way back. He knows her. He was shirtless, did not care. And I'm like, dude, just put a shirt on. She has a friend over. He's like, I know her. He doesn't care, man. But what he did do, to his credit, normally, it wouldn't be short.
Brush his teeth.
Straight underwear. Right? So we're like, hey, she's coming over, man. So he did put on a pair of Ted, you'd like this, mesh shorts.
All right, classy.
And then,
But you take your shoes off. And then you take your socks off.
Correct.
And then you get a new, fresh pair of socks.
Yes.
You put them on, and then you tie your shoes back.
That I'll put on,
So how many pairs? Do you have, like, more socks than, like, I have a, I have a lot of underwear in my underwear drawer, right?
Oh, like, I by far have more socks than underwear.
I was going to say, you have to have a lot of pairs of socks.
Like, tonight,
right?
I was lazy last night after the Hawks game. I did not do laundry. I need to do something.
Okay.
So tonight I'll go home and I'll put on different socks and shoes, a pair of vest shorts, probably no underwear, and just like a whatever t-shirt. Like a cutoff I probably wouldn't wear to work.
Now, do you consider a hoodie anything that has a hood? Because I have the real thin, like, it's a long sleeve shirt that just has a hood on the back. You see me rock those, right?
Mm-hmm. They're the same weight as a t-shirt. I have some that I can wear almost in the summertime. Like, they're light blue, and they don't have a pouch. They're just kind of for look.
Yeah, they're pouchless. Yeah. It's just a long sleeve shirt with a freaking hood on the back. Does that qualify? Because I rock those all the time, like, especially with wintertime.
No, that's a hoodie's got to be like, wait.
This material.
Right, like, right. Mike's, these KSW ones are kind of burly. Miles is barely sneaking by. That's more when like a top.
All right. Okay.
Just people curious. Do say, hey, you know, I always wear a t-shirt underneath my hoodie. I never even thought not to wear one. Not for
give it a try, man. I'm telling you, torso commando.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those things. When I was a kid, my dad did it all the time. It just bugged me.
You just got to follow. Oh, so he always wore it without the shirt.
Right.
And you're like, I'm not living like that.
Yeah. Not when I'm an adult.
This person says you have to have a t-shirt because the inside of the hoodie is not the softest. I think mine is
very soft.
Me too.
This
I disagree.
Very soft. Yeah.
Especially the new sweatshirt available in the Rock Shop. At KISW.com. I'm serious.
Smooth.
Mike's got one on right now.
Yeah.
Zip-up one?
Keep in mind, too.
Okay.
I like to be cold in my own home.
Sure.
So even, like, tonight when I get home, like, I'll have that laundry in there. I'm wearing those shorts. I might put a hoodie back over the t-shirt I'm wearing and then have my slider open to get some air.
I don't mind that. I do like having windows cracked.
Yeah, they're still out there, chick. I mean, they're mainly there on the weekends if I'm like cooking food in there for a while.
Okay.
Has there ever been an uncomfortable situation for you, knowing that you want to have the shirt on under the hoodie? You thought you're going to, I don't know, just walk to the corner store. Just a simple thing. You can get away with it. And then something happened where you had to go multiple hours.
Yeah, and it's gross.
You're hating it the whole time.
I don't want to sweat inside a hoodie.
Okay.
Well, don't sweat inside the hoodie.
Fair enough.
I can't control it. I run hot.
Hoodie week. Because people are real loose on the airplane, man.
On travel, I go zip up hoodie so I can take it off as soon as I get on the plane. I know I'm going
to
be hot.
Do you bring an extra pair of socks to change on the plane?
And underwear.
You do?
I don't use them, but God forbid your flight gets delayed or whatever. You got to spend the night somewhere else, a different town.
Okay.
You're going to need those extra socks.
That's fair. All right. That's a good call.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.